Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. We're commemorating it. We're celebrating the lives of those who paid the last full measure. That's all we're doing today. We're only celebrating people who didn't come back. We're doing that with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Bob is a great patriot and a great American, one of our great friends here, longtime Brain Trust member, going all the way back to the year 2000, founder and chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group, one of the great PR marketing firms on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Bob, thanks again for being here. I warned the audience before we started this hour that I was going to be a little edgy this hour and maybe even a little controversial. And in the segment prior to you getting here, I pointed out that we lost 36,000 plus in Vietnam, in Korea. We lost 58,000 in Vietnam, including Danny McGee, including Joel Mock, including Joel Forrester, three of my friends, and others that I won't name right now. In Afghanistan, we lost 2,300 plus. I've forgotten the final number there. Operation Iraqi Freedom, the Iraq War, over 4,000. So those last ones that I just mentioned, those Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq, I don't know why we went into Korea. I still don't know exactly why we went into Vietnam. I know why we went into Afghanistan. I thought I knew why we went into Iraq. But here's the question, Bob. Why didn't we finish those?
That's a great question.
Why did those people, if those people left their lives over there, why didn't we earn that?
It's a great question. If you earn a fight and you hit the bully and the bully hits the canvas, you better make sure he doesn't get up, because if he does, he's going to come back and do it to you. And that's what's going on in those countries. Afghanistan right now is turned around again, and Fallujah is turning around again.
We have to take back Fallujah after it was at one time the most dangerous place in the world. My son was there. He lost a member of his unit, died with an IED explosion while he was there, and it changed his life forever, not to mention the took the life of his friend. Shouldn't it be our statement, our commitment, that we don't start wars, but if we get involved, we finish them?
We have to finish them. Colin Powell was right when he mentioned that point about the Pottery Barn. It's if you break it, it's yours. You got to do something with it. We have to finish these wars. We are the policemen of the world. There's no way to ignore that. And we have to be in a position today to keep order around the world, because there's nobody else that's going to do it. The British aren't going to do it. The French aren't going to do it. The Japanese aren't going to do it. The Chinese and the Russians sure aren't going to do it. So we have to do it. And as much as we hate that, it's the way to keep a balance in the world. That's the reason I think we do a lot of these
things. And isn't that enough? Isn't having a strong military, we can't deny who we are and our role in the world. Isn't having a strong military and the bad guys knowing that they don't want to mess with us, because by golly, we will finish it if we get involved, isn't that enough of a deterrent for people like Putin and the crazy person in Syria and Sadat and some of the other stupid people? Shouldn't that be enough to the Iranians?
It should be, but I don't think it is. And I think we're going to learn a lot in the next 6 months, because the 28-page report is going to come out on 9/11. I don't know what's in that 28 pages, but it's going to be devastating.
Now this is the one that could potentially expose the Saudis.
that could. I think potential is a strong word.
You think we need to take that off?
I think we have to take a look at it.
You think it's going to be explosive?
Recognize where the money came from and really reconsider what some of the things we're doing. That's going to be a big report. The whole issue on Mrs. Clinton is going to come out, and what happened on Benghazi, that's going to come out big time. There are going to be a whole bunch of things like that that come out, and I'm not sure that Trump or Clinton are the right people. Unfortunately, they're the only people right now, and my question is, do they have the gumption, do they have the foresight to deal with these foreign issues?
Is the excellent question, Bob. This is the point, the question of the day, isn't it? If you and I feel, if others listening feel the way we do, that we don't start wars, but when we get involved, we get finished them, are either one of the people at the head of the these two tickets, are they willing to do that?
It's a scary prospect. I'm not sure they even understand why we're doing this. And Trump suggests going in, as much as a bully suggests going in. Hillary suggests going in. I'm not sure why she suggests going in. But I'm thinking of the poor guy on Main Street who's now a PFC in the Army. I came out as a sergeant. He doesn't want to go in. He doesn't want to sit there and hear the bullets going overhead. He doesn't want to hear the mortar come nearby him. He doesn't want that, but he's there and he's serving the country.
Mm-hmm.
Tough situation.
Tough. What about the men and women out here on Main Street in the reserves and guard who get called up? You know, I reminded people about that earlier in the hour.
I don't see Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump in the trench with bullets flying over their heads.
I don't either, yeah. So, folks, Bob's telling us that the next 6 months are going to be very, maybe explosive with the Saudi Arabia, the 9/11 report coming out. And we're going to.
I would also look for an October surprise, Jim.
But I'm going to get Bob to explain himself after this message. Tintil. It's Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen, in America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.